How's everybody doing this morning? Praise God. So, gratitude. First of all, I want to thank Crossroads for welcoming me and my family in. I forgot when we came here. It's been a while, about seven years. I think Yesenia was like five, and now she's 35? No, 13, and Chris is now a freshman in college, and you know, wild times. But again, I thank you, Crossroads. I thank you, Pastor Stephanie, in her absence, for allowing me to actually lead the series off on prayer and looking at, so the official word for looking at prayer spoken and embodied is we breathe, speak, and enact our prayers. They infiltrate our very being. They also reveal something about our faith and our relationship with God. For 3 weeks, we'll explore how our living and praying reflects the nature of our faith and be invited to engage more deeply in a lifestyle of prayer that is grounded in humility, gratitude, and a desire for transformation. So I am very grateful for the opportunity to be nervous and scared out of my wits to start off a series. Let us pray. God, thank you. It is with the spirit of gratitude that we open our hearts and our minds to you. Lord, I thank you for giving this little boy who grew up on the east side of Truce, who stuttered almost all his life, the opportunity to speak your word. Thank you, God, for just allowing us to be together, to break all types of barriers, to form this church, to be this church inside and outside. It is the name of your son that we pray. Amen. So today's title is Living Our Gratitude and what that looks like and what that, I mean, it's all types of things. When I think of gratitude, I think of multiple things. And it's very interesting because it is so easy to not be grateful. It is so easy to get caught up in all the things that we face in our lives to, you know, be bombarded with just where we are not in life. It is so easy to get caught up in that. And so this was a challenge. This sermon actually has been a challenge for me because it's been a challenge to get through writing it because I've been so just overwhelmed with where I've been and where I've came from and being grateful to God for allowing some things to happen in my life, things that, you know, I didn't want to happen in my life happened and to me and it made me a better person. But when I think about gratitude, it's been really brought to my attention since I've been at the Seeding Center. And so many of you have been to the Seeding Center. I want to definitely thank you, Seeding Center, for Faith with Feet. A couple of Sundays ago when you came out to Seeding Center and you helped us in the garden. It wasn't a whole lot to do in the garden, but it was a whole lot to do in our storage area with all the suits that we received. So we received thousands of dollars worth of brand new suits and jackets and sports coats and pants and shirts. And we were grateful for that as an organization, but we didn't really have the space for it and didn't really have the manpower to organize it and get it out to our neighbors, those that we serve. And guess what? Crossroads came in, helped organize. We had so many suits that as we were transporting the suits from across the street to give them out, that both of the racks the suits were on broke. The wheel went one way and Gerald went the other way. But we got the suits in, and as soon as we brought the suits in, we start giving them out on Monday. And that first day, we gave out 7 suits to guys. And they were like, I get to keep this? Like, yes, you do. I mean, 3-piece suits. I mean, just all types of suits. One guy received an overcoat, and it was price tagged at $700. And so this was kind of stuff that we have gotten. And so I've been very just watching the expressions. But there's one particular group that I've been watching since I've been there, about a year and a couple of months, that just they live gratitude. And this group we call, what they're called, the Senior Buddies. And they're a group of, what they say, in order to be in the Senior Buddies, you have to be 55 up. And so this group meets every Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they do activities like quilting and Bible study and all different type of stuff. But every time they come in, every Tuesday and Thursday when they come in, you can tell that the Senior Buddies are there because they come into the door and they just say hi to everybody. And they come in with a smile on their face, sometimes with a smile on their face, most of the time with a smile on their face. And they just light the whole place up. And I'm grateful for them because many of them paved the way for me. In that group, they range from actively buddies. There's 20 of them. They age range from 65 to 99. And they're very active. And so I make sure that we at Seed and Center, we show that we are grateful to them. And so anything they need, I'm there with them. They fuss at me all the time, but I take it with a grain of salt. And so I'm always there. And again, they come in excited, happy at 10:20. And I even overheard one buddy when asked how she was feeling that day. She said, I have aches and pains, but I am grateful to be alive at 89. And so this group is one of my now favorite groups. I like going down to them with them because they every morning, every Tuesday and Thursday morning, Friday, sorry, Tuesday and Friday, they pray. They do hymns, and they also have like membership dues. If you get in trouble in the group, you pay 25 cents. So it's very interesting dynamics. So again, I try to do whatever I can for them because, like I said before, I'm very grateful for them. And in that group, they have school teachers, retired school teachers, civil rights leaders, Korean War veterans, just so many different people. And they have shown gratitude to God just by how they express themselves. So through them, I often see what gratitude tastes like, what gratitude looks like, and what gratitude feels like. So gratitude tastes like homemade peach cobbler. They make sure that whenever they do something, they make 4 plates to bring up to our team. Even though there's only 3 of us, I don't tell them there's only 3. I take the extra plate. So I know that's on video, but we're going to erase that. But I was told they never done that before. And I make sure that every member of our team goes down and spend time with the buddies. And so they bring extra plates for us. And that's what gratitude tastes like. Okay. So what does gratitude feel like? So one day, a couple weeks ago, one of the buddies kept asking me, like, what's your favorite football team? And I was like, okay, she normally doesn't talk to me. But she was talking and talking and talking. And I said, well, I love the Chiefs. And so one day she said, I have something for you. Get this out. So she made this for me. And I'm going to do a really bad job folding it back up. But it feels really nice. So that's what gratitude feels like. And so then she actually gave me a card, and I actually left the card. Okay. But in the card, it stated that she is 99 years old. And she said that she normally doesn't do that for everybody, only those who deserve it. And she said, you've been so nice. I've been a Seton Center 18 years, and this is my thanks to you because God has told us to be grateful for when people do nice things for us. So through the buddies, I have seen what gratitude looks like, and it sounds like a group of black seniors singing Jesus is on the Main Line. And I tell them that all the time, that how grateful I am that they are there. But what is gratitude? How is gratitude supposed to be expressed? So I'm going to briefly talk about ask three questions. One is, what is gratitude? Two is, what are the benefits of gratitude for God? And three is, how are we supposed to express our gratitude? How does God want us to express our gratitude? And so in researching gratitude, you know, there's actually a social science, and there are people, researchers, who get paid to study gratitude. Yeah, yeah. And it is a social science. So what is gratitude? Is it a social science? Is it a way of life? Is it a Christian trait? Is it a religious trait? Do you have to be of God or serve God or be a Christian to have or distribute gratitude? You don't. But this is what we are talking about, how Christians are supposed to show gratitude. And so in the scriptures that we have, if we look at the 15th verse, it talked about after Jesus healed the lepers, there was 10. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. So basically, gratitude is taking the time to notice things that we are grateful for. Gratitude is taking the time to notice the things that we are grateful for. That's simple, right? Are we done? Amen? No. But it's not that simple. It is. I wish it was that simple. But for some of us, including myself, it is not that simple. Life besieges us. It bombards us. It hits us with daily challenges and stressors. I mean, I brag about my job, but man, we are so it is one of the hardest jobs I've ever had, besides trying to lead 6 and 7 year olds into a class for life skills. It was think I had like 20. I had 20 kids one time. And I had to lead them into life skill course. And they were like 6 years old. And these were the kids who were supposed to be the so-called problem kids. That was a challenge. But it is always a challenge in social services, doing the work. And, of course, we're never paid what we should be paid. I don't think anyone who works in teaching or work in the helping professions, you're never paid what you should be paid, but you do it because you show gratitude and you love helping others. And so I think it's easier for us to be unappreciative than to be appreciative of things, both big and small. Like me, I'm very unappreciative. I don't appreciate squirrels. I don't like squirrels at all. I don't like the little squirrels, and especially when they leave acorn shells all on your porch after you swept it. You swept it up, or they leave when they bury their acorns. They forget about them. And then when you go cut the grass, you realize, oh, you're going to have a new tree sprouting up, or this and that. But according to thegardenexperiment.com, I should be downright grateful for squirrels because of three benefits. One, seed and spore dispensers. Okay. Seed and spore dispensers. So squirrels are seed and spore dispensers, meaning when they plant their seeds, when they plant the acorns into the ground. Some of y'all missed that. But when they plant the acorns into the ground, it turns into flowers and trees and all that good stuff, right? Okay, still not grateful. But anyway, so as a food source, in urban and forest environments for other animals, like the circle of light, the circle of life, like the Lion King song. Yeah, okay. And then three, comic relief. It's always funny seeing the squirrels when they run across the street and then forget something and run back and then, yeah. So it just be... We're always told to be grateful. You got to be grateful. You got to be grateful. Sometimes it turns into a cliche that you're always supposed to be grateful. I don't like being told what to do and when to do it. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to be. But, amen. But as we are Christians, we must know that we are obligated to God. We are under obligation, for she is the architect of all included, should I even dare say the squirrels. But as we continue to define gratitude from a religious aspect, a Benedictine monk, Brother David Steinrast, he suggests that two qualities belong in our basic definition of gratitude. The first is appreciation. You recognize that something is valuable to you, which has nothing to do with its monetary worth. And the second quality he mentioned is that gratitude is freely given to you. And so I think about what has been freely given to me that I didn't ask for or I didn't deserve, and it was given to me. I didn't deserve life, but it was given to me, okay? I didn't deserve to, you know, have such a beautiful family, but it was given to me. I didn't deserve or ask for, well, I asked for it, but I didn't deserve to have such a supportive church, but it was given to me, okay? When I had the health scare, I would wake up and there'd be another Crossroads member there. When I went on vacation and at the airport our truck broke down and my family decided they were going to leave me, but they didn't leave me, but then we didn't have a ride back, I reached out to Crossroads and Vance was picked us up in the middle of the night. Didn't deserve to have these type of people, but it was given to me. And for that, I am grateful, and I make sure I pay it back to others. But then many talk about, well, gratitude is a social science. Because it's stated that feeling thankful is good for you and is healthy. There's something called a grateful personality that some psychologists have studied, said Joanne Tang, a psychologist at Baylor University. So being grateful actually makes us healthier. Who would have thought? I guess if I want to feel better, maybe I'll kneel down and shake the hand of the squirrels. Maybe I'll say, hey, thank you, Mr. Nutty. Thank you. I don't know. So, but what are the benefits of gratitude that we have for God? Well, I think one of the verses kind of sets it up to what is a benefit. In verse 19, Jesus said to the leper, the one that came back, he said, arise. After the leper was down and worshiping God and thanking God, he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole. See, the thing is, Jesus, he healed all the lepers, right? But the one that came back, he received a total healing, a healing of the soul, a deeper salvation. See, the truth is, showing gratitude is healing. Everyone looks down at people when they get older. As our society, you know, there's research that states as those amongst us get older, society starts to withdraw from older people. And older people start withdrawing from society because of they don't feel valued. And so one of the things that I realized is we must show value to everyone. And when you show value to people, when you show that you're grateful, that person feels better. And then you, in return, you feel better as well. Because when people really show you how much they feel about you, how they feel about you, it makes you feel better. One of the exercises that we do in life coaching is building self-esteem. And the way that you help people build self-esteem is you have that person write to three people that they love, okay? And you have them to email them or write them. And when they write them, that they would ask that person, or first they would say, I value you in my life. And then they would ask that person to, how do I bring value to your life? And when you get those responses back, you really see how much you were valued and appreciated. And that's one of the most powerful things. I sent one to Chris. I was worried because he does, you know, Chris is like, if you ask Chris how are you doing and all this and that, he'll say fine and go on about his business. But he sent me something back and said, you bring value because you're my dad and I love you. And that really touched me. And I sent one to our oldest son. We still haven't got anything back from him yet, but we know he loves us. But gratitude is not just showing gratitude or showing that you care or you're appreciative just because someone's done something for you. The kind of gratitude that we show for God is gratitude just for being. Last week, I started practicing. As I was getting ready for gratitude, I went around my office and started telling people that I thank you just for being you. And they looked at me very crazy. One of my coworkers, she was like, are you leaving? And my boss looked at me like, he was like, okay. But it is really good to hear how people really care about you, even when you haven't done anything for them that day or that week. And that's gratitude. I thank God for just being God. And so as we looked at gratitude and what gratitude is and the science of gratitude, gratitude is expressed in multiple ways. According to some social scientists, and I got this from The Atlantic, it stated that those who practice gratitude, that they find that if you're greater in the grateful personality, you tend to have increased life satisfaction, happiness, optimism, hope, positive emotion, and less anxiety and depression. So basically, if you show more gratitude in your life, you will have less depression, more happiness, more hope, and more positive emotion. And so I've been practicing that, you know, these last couple of days of gratitude. And really, honestly, one of the barriers I've been dealing with was I think one of my pet peeves were people who are just too grateful, too happy. It's raining outside and you're like, it's like the rain's pouring down and they're like smiling and, oh, beautiful rain. Yeah. You know, my shoes are wet, la, la, la. You know, everything's okay. I have toes, I can feel the rain. And you're like, it's pouring, it's flooding. So how do we, one more thing. The science of gratitude, I'll come back to my thought. People who regularly practice gratitude by taking time to notice and reflect upon the things they're thankful for, experience more positive emotions, feel more alive, sleep better, express more compassion and kindness, and even have stronger immune systems. Wow. Showing more gratitude. And I mean, really, it goes back to the, you know, how you think is how you feel. A lot of times, how you think is how you feel. And I tell students, one of my side hustles, one of my jobs, actually, is I teach part-time. And one of the things I tell the students is, if you think you're going to fail this class, you will fail this class. If you think you're going to, you know, have an A in this class, and you do the work, you're going to have an A in the class. And again, it is how we think about life is, and how we feel, how we think is how we feel. So how does God want us to show gratitude? How are we expected to show gratitude? So in verse 16, the Samaritan, the one that was healed with the leper, the one that came back, healed from leprosy, he fell down to Jesus' feet and he started giving him thanks. And when you give thanks, it is showing that you are under obligation. You are being thankful. You are showing that you care. And so the question is, how does God want us to show our gratitude? We can do it through prayer. But I think the biggest challenge is being grateful in the little things. Being grateful in the little things. I've been, to be honest with you, I've been really having a hard time and struggling with my children getting older. And I constantly want them to go back to when they were little, especially the youngest. I want her to go back because she promised us she would never be a teenager. I'm never going to be a teenager, Daddy. I'm never going to be a teenager, Mommy. And she's like triple teenager. and she's, you know, and all these different things they do as a teenager. And so I wanted to show my gratitude to even being able to be a father to such wonderful kiddos. And so I went to Yesenia last night and I said, can you show me what this whole thing is with TikTok? So TikTok is this social media thing where it's weird. It's really different. It's like you do different dances and different things in a matter of seconds, like 14 seconds or some seconds, 15 to 30 seconds, and you have music and you do dance to the music. And so I said, show me this TikTok. And she showed me TikTok, and I did something that I never thought I would do. I did a TikTok dance, and I said, you have to get rid of this, and she put it on her page anyway. But doing that, I felt really, I was grateful to God for being in the moment. And that's one thing that how to practice gratitude is to be in the moment. Because when you look around, those that time goes so fast. To just want anything. And so one of the ways I found that how we can practice gratitude in our lives is to have a what's called a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal is when you you write down what you are grateful for to God, and you do it on a daily. You do it daily. And again, I struggle with this because every time I try to write this, I would be in tears and I would cry because God has just been so good to me, even when I didn't deserve it. And so as we think about being grateful, I think about some of the Psalms. Psalms 95, 1 through 3. Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is great. Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalms 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell all of your wonderful deeds. Psalms 7:17. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High. So our challenge is, no matter what is going on in the world around us, because there are a lot of things going on. And in fact, this particular passage of scripture actually it chimes in on social justice issues of those who are on the fringes of society, that they were looked upon terribly, and yet they were the ones who show gratitude to God. And so before I take my seat, I want to challenge us to daily strive to find gratitude, to look at the little things or the big things that are going on around us and thank God. I used to be very embarrassed about my family and my family tree and the fact that a lot of members of my family came from slavery. Many worked domestic jobs. But then I started thinking, they paved the way for me. And for that, I am grateful. And so C.S. Lewis observed that grateful people are emotionally healthy people. Praise, he said, almost seems to be inner health made audible. Amen. So as we talk about being grateful and praise, it's not just about praising with our mouths, but it's also about praising with our actions. Every time we welcome someone in, a stranger into Crossroads, that is praising God. Every time we take part in Faith with Feet, that is praising God. Every time we open up our church like we did and you did when you open up the church to Black Christian LGBT folks who didn't have a place to go, you are praising God. When you have, okay, we should have some shouting in here, but I don't know. But when you have, amen, when you have a little pantry open up outside for people to just come by without being embarrassed, without being shamed. And they can open it up and have food that is praising God. Amen. Because I know there was a time when we all didn't have it always good. We didn't have it good all the time, right? I'm just so thankful, and I know I'm going into our Chiefs time, and but I think it's so important for us as we start this series that we make it a practice to start. And I know some of you are probably already doing this, but to start looking at the little things and being grateful for the little things. We might not always agree with everyone around us, but thank God we have people that we can even disagree with one day and then agree with the next day. Amen. Let us pray. God, thank you so much for allowing us to be together, to meditate on your word, and to have something, anything to be grateful for. The world around us needs to see your hands, needs to hear your word. They need to see how dedicated we are to not just you, but to them and love. We ask that you give us grateful hearts, grateful minds, and the words to continue to be the beacon of light here in Kansas City and the world. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to apologize to Gerald that we didn't read the scripture before, but he did a good job of explaining it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Would you please stand, if you can, for our last song? Thank you.